Hi, I'm Mel Pickup, Chief Executive of Bradford Teaching Hospitals, and welcome to this month's episode of our podcast series, where I'm sitting down with colleagues and partners from across the Trust and the wider community to find out more about them and their contributions to the health and the well-being of the people here in Bradford. Today, we're going to find out more about the International DAISY Award, a scheme which recognises the fantastic work of nurses, midwives and nurse associates. The awards are given not just for excellent clinical care, but also for the compassion that is shown in the delivery of that care. We introduced the scheme here in Bradford last year, and I'm delighted to be joined by one of our first recipients, Melbourne Batayola. We'll find out more about Melbourne in a moment, but first I'm also joined by Samantha Dawes, matron in the chief nursing team, to tell us more about the award and its implementation here in Bradford. Sam, can you tell us a little bit more about the DAISY Award and its origins?
Most certainly. Thanks for the invite, Mel.
Very welcome.
So, the DAISY Foundation was established in 1999 by members of the Barnes family in memory of their son, husband, brother, Patrick Barnes, who at 33 years old, died of an autoimmune disease. Like many families at that time going through a really difficult processing of their loss, they wanted to do something that would celebrate Patrick's legacy and honour the nurses that were looking after him. So they came up with the acronym DAISY, which is Diseases Affecting the Immune System. So we have the DAISY Award. It was started in the US and is now in 26 different countries. And we are the 23rd NHS Trust to recognise our extraordinary nurses and midwives.
So tell me, how do people get nominated? How do they actually get an award? What do you have to do? And what's the process? How often do we do it? And how many have we done so far?
So we launched in May about the programme. There was a lot of interest from patients and relatives. Every nomination, regardless, is long-listed. So they get a card from our chief nurse to say that somebody's taken the time to recognise their contribution. So generally, we've been generating about 50 nominations a month, probably a bit more, and everyone got longlisted. For the shortlisting process, they're blinded when they go to panel. And if you asked some of the committee members, I'm sure they would tell you it's very emotional when you read those stories. So patients, relatives and colleagues can nominate. As part of our implementation, our chief nurse wanted it to remain special. So we really honoured those that went above and beyond. So we have one DAISY Award honoree per month, and the two that score the highest but don't win on those that month's shortlist are our highly commended. Once we have highlighted our month's winner, they don't know actually what they're coming for, but they're invited for a meeting here at Chestnut House.
Yep.
And
it's all big secret, isn't it?
It's a big secret. There's a lot of worry, and I'm sure when you talk to Melbourne, she'll tell you how worried she was that she was in trouble when she got the invite to come to Chestnut House. And we do the presentation, and they get their award. We do some celebrations on the award. The banner goes up, and their story goes on the foundation website.
It's a real privilege to have been able to present awards. Melbourne, I think I was there for your presentation.
Yeah.
And just tell me about, because they receive a fantastic sort of certificate folder, but a statue.
They obviously get their DAISY pin,
yep,
which I think Melbourne's got on her coat today.
She has, you can see that.
The foundation supports some local artists in Zimbabwe, and they present it with the Healer's Touch sculpture. And each one is, whilst they look similar, they are a little bit different, and it's to resemble the relationship between the nurse and the patient. When Patrick was unwell, his dad used to come and sit with him in an afternoon, and for quite a few days there were some concerns about him, his hydration and not eating and drinking as well as he might. This one afternoon, his dad came in and sat with him, and he brought himself a Cinnabon roll for the first time in a long time. Patrick felt like he wanted to share that roll, and he actually did eat the whole thing, and then said, "When you come tomorrow, can you please bring some for the rest of my nurses?" So as part of the celebration, we celebrate with the Cinnabon Rolls. So when you smell cinnamon, you will remember the time that you were celebrating a team member or you were an honoree, and that feel-good factor around Christmas or things. Mm. I don't know. But yeah, so it's a real celebration.
I get the opportunity to present quite a lot of awards throughout the year. The course of the year, we have our awards and our big celebration event, Employee of the Month, Team of the Month. I have to say, of all of the awards, when I walk into the meeting room here and you've got the big display and you've got your nominees who don't know what they've won at that point, and they're surrounded, like you say, Sam, by colleagues,
yeah.
It is really emotional. It's one of the most emotional things because you kind of read out the stories of the people who have nominated and the individuals, and it is one of the most touching things that I get the privilege of dipping into. It must feel very much like that. We're going to come on and talk about that, Melbourne, in a little while. But first of all, Melbourne, you came to us, as many of our nurses do, from the Philippines. So before we hear about your DESI Award story, perhaps you can tell us a little bit more about your journey to Bradford. I believe your dad was a real champion of your desire to become a nurse. Is that where it all started?
Yes, he is. He's the one that really encouraged me to do nursing. After graduating from a secondary years, I've decided to study education as a teacher. But my dad spoke to me and said, "I don't want you to do study education instead. I wanted you to study nursing instead." Even though studying nursing is really a struggle for me, I really tried hard my best. So at least the success that I have now, I'm thankful for both of my parents.
Mm. And they're still in the Philippines? Are they?
My dad sadly passed away 10 years ago.
Okay.
But my mom is still with my other siblings back home.
Okay. And so it was a big decision then to come to Bradford, I guess. Enormous decision.
Yeah.
Because you were so close, clearly so close to your mum and dad, and they were your inspiration. But
yes,
then
they
you
are.
Find yourself here in Bradford. How did that happen?
I decided to apply here in UK, actually, but I really don't know where will it be, whether which part of the country that I'm going to work.
And how long have you been here?
Around 21 years now.
Wow. And Melbourne, you've got excellent English, but I believe at the beginning of that time, you struggled a little with the Yorkshire dialect, didn't you?
Yes. It's a big difference, yeah. Because back home, we, even though English is our secondary language that was been taught at school, but we follow American English. So once we arrive here, I find it very, very difficult to understand the way, you know, the accent, the Yorkshire dialects or the slang words.
Yes.
So it's really a struggle in which at times it's English, but how come I don't understand it?
Do you know, I think a lot of people come to Yorkshire and think that. So you're certainly not on your own. So now that you've been here in Bradford, what do you think about it as a city? What do you think about the country? What has it given you? What do you tell all your family and your friends back home in the Philippines?
At first, when I arrive here, it's really a culture shock for me because I know, I read about what is Britain, but it's different when you're here, because when we arrive in here, it's winter time. Everything around you that I could see is mostly darkness, and all of us are feeling cold. So on our journey from Leeds Airport going here, it's so dark. Surrounding areas are dark at around 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
I know.
Yeah. And it's so strange. And then one more thing, that a big challenge for me in here when we arrive is that the food. I'm not used of eating sandwiches, breads, pastas, or pastries, because back home, rice is life to all Filipinos. We can't live without rice. So my friend's able to bring with us only probably a kilo of rice because due to the luggage allowances that we have. So after 4 days, you know, we ran out of rice. So we're really desperate looking for one. So no matter whether it's dark at night after work, the three of my friends, look around to the nearest shops or groceries to find a rice. So when we managed to find a packet of rice, we're so happy.
A big celebration.
Yeah.
Rice is life.
We're so happy, yeah, because we tend to eat rice 3 times a day. Yeah. Without rice, it's nothing. Rice is like a fuel for us to keep on going. So, but now, as months and years goes by, I was able to adjust with the lifestyle and everything around me. So now we're looking forward every Friday for fish and chips and all those gorgeous Sunday roast chickens with all those lovely roasted vegetables with mashed peas and Yorkshire pudding.
Fantastic.
That's what the Yorkshire or Bradford is known of.
Great.
Yeah.
And you came to Bradford with quite a number of your colleagues from the Philippines. And over the years, we have had lots of people join from the Philippines, even, you know, quite recently, radiographers and other health professionals. And I know that part of the attraction to come to Bradford is that sense of family that exists. It's almost as if the Filipino community here at Bradford Teaching Hospitals is a family within a family.
Yes, because we see to it that even though we're far away from home with our family, I'm just lucky enough that I got a lot of friends that we considered as family, inviting each other, with even as just going out for a day or celebrating special occasions with each family members, and comfort each other as well. So we considered each of us as a small group of family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you are clearly an outstanding nurse. Tell me, what's your favorite thing about being a nurse?
As a nurse, we are the first and the last person that always in contact with the patient. You know, with that constant communications that you have with the patient, your relationship grows. So to the extent that sometimes you considered your patient as a friend or a family, because you are there for them to listen to what they feel, our disappointments, their happiness. You know, you're always there to hold a helping hand.
Let's talk about the DESI Award. Sam, could you tell us a little bit more about exactly why Melbourne was nominated for this award?
It was a patient that was known to the ward, but the nomination came in through his daughter. It was a night shift, and her dad had become really unwell, had been escalated, and had an escalation of care. It was a very emotional nomination, where the daughter talked about Melbourne going above and beyond, so that she felt that Melbourne's duty of care was to her dad, but it extended much wider than that, because she not only looked after dad when he was really unwell, but looked after mum, made sure she got rest, looked after each of the family members. It was a big family, and she felt that that was going above and beyond. They had an established relationship, but that it wasn't just her job.
So, this amazing accolade, nominated by the relative of one of your patients.
Yeah.
And I think that means a lot, has to mean a lot. How did you feel? How does it feel to get that recognition?
At first, I was surprised, overwhelmed, and proud of myself in a way. And I didn't expect to be nominated. I'm proud with my colleagues that work with me on that shift, because it's not only me that being awarded, but as well, you know, with their help, we were able to cater the needs of our patient. So my award is not only mine, It's theirs.
I always think it's really remarkable how, as a nurse, 20 years here in Bradford, there isn't a figure that we can put on the number of patients and then multiply that by their families, mm-hmm. whose lives you have touched. And the same is true for all our nurses and all our clinicians and many of our colleagues out there. And there are so many, and so many individual stories, you can't possibly remember them.
Yeah.
But boy, do they remember you. There will only be one Melbourne to that family, and they will remember that for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
And that's a huge legacy that we as clinicians, and myself as a former nurse, have the privilege of dipping into people's lives and leaving that memory with them. So you were a very, very worthy recipient, and I was really pleased to see you presented with that Daisy Award. Sam, it sounds like it's been a huge success. Where next for Daisy Award? Does it expand in scale and shape? We have to be very true to the values. It's amazing, actually, that something that started with one person in the United States manages to get all the way over to Bradford and have such impact. What are your hopes for the Daisy Award going forward?
And so if I go back to what we talked about earlier, in that we've done all this work with recruitment, we need to retain these amazing individuals and recognise everyone's contribution. And as you'd alluded to, we have Employee of the Month awards, we've got Great X. So having introduced Daisy, everything that comes in is recognised, and some of those, whilst the Daisy Award is for our registrants, so RNAs upwards, we do recognise those that come through that might highlight a housekeeper or a healthcare assistant, and they either get a Great X from us, or it goes through to the...
Great X is another award, a different kind of award.
A different award, just recognising that somebody's taken the time to write those things, amazing things about people. And we put through things to Employee of the Month. What we are hoping to do is introduce something alongside Daisy, which is an inclusive recognition of all our other amazing staff, because those things are coming through and it's really important. But it's interesting, when we look at our honoree award winners so far, everyone just says, I'm just doing my job. I'm just doing my job. But those people have taken the time to write. Some of them are going through very difficult times themselves, but they've been really touched by what our staff have done, going above and beyond for them. So it's amazing. And I feel really proud that we have introduced it.
Sam and Melbourne, thank you so much for joining me today. I'm really pleased that we've implemented such an important scheme here at the Trust to recognise the excellent work of you and colleagues all over the organisation, just like you. And if you want to find more out about the Daisy Award scheme, all the details are on our website. Simply search for Daisy Awards at bradfordhospitals.nhs.uk.